Okay, good evening, everybody. So we're up to the sixth parak in the second part of Chelek Beis, and we've been elaborating about the importance of having a proper Weltanschauung worldview of Chesed. You live a completely different life when you have it. When you have it, we're actually just talking about the Gaisha, it's the secular or maybe secular holiday of Thanksgiving. There are those who have issues with it because actually Thanksgiving started as a Christian holiday. It was Puritans celebrated the first many years. It was purely a religious holiday. And then eventually, almost 100, 200 years later, it was incorporated. It was in 1776, it was not a national holiday. It was considered in the mid-19th century. It becomes a national holiday, Thanksgiving. And so there are big rabbis who don't think we should be having turkey dinners because its origins were Christian nature. But everybody, every Jew has a general appreciation for the country we live in, that America, we hope it continues, although there's some troubling tendencies right now, has been a very warm place to Jewish people. But in the idea of, being thankful, when we think about being thankful, we give back. We don't take. When we say ma'idim, when we appreciate, we look to give. And one of the most important things that Yid does in this world is to not just take, but to give. Now, to say thank you to the people who give us is good. I think I mentioned this once. I once hosted, somebody called, it was in San Jose, Sephardim, and it was like Friday morning, or Thursday, it was very late, and they wanted a place for Shabbos, and they specifically wanted to eat by me. why? Because it was a very interesting person. He was a religious Sephardi. Actually knew the family because he was from South Florida. But I wouldn't call him yeshivish, Haredi, anything like that. But the guy was working the whole week, and he wanted, in his own words, to have a real Shabbat. He didn't want to have a Shabbos, which was quasi. He wanted Zemirot. He wanted Zmiras, he wanted Divrei Torah, and we had a great Shabbos. He ate both meals by me with his, I think it was a brother and a partner, and he actually gave a very large donation when he left, but he gave me a bracha, he gave me a bracha, he said, you should always be on the giving side. He said, you should always be able to give. And I said, amen. And I think that was a great bracha. A person gave him bracha. He shouldn't have to be a taker. He should be a giver. And that really, when we think about, what we should be doing, Avas Chesed is all about what we can do for others. So on that, when you think about it, we've been talking about the past couple of weeks that we have it all wrong. We think, I'm giving. Remember the story? He tells me, he gives me a bracha. I should always be on the giving side. And we've been saying, when you give, you're the biggest getter. You're the biggest, I don't think taker, but in Shemayim, you're the biggest beneficiary. You win. You're able to change yourself in so many ways and get bracha, become more halig, more holy, more divine. And so when he gave me that bracha, you should always be on the giving side. I don't believe he was thinking Avas Chesed. Maybe I'm wrong. He was thinking it's always good to be able to give because if you get, you're dependent on other people. But there's so much more to it. When you're on the giving side, you're halig, you're holy, you're a receptacle for blessing. And now the Chofetz Chaim is going to elaborate. Not only that, when you think about the dividends are way more than we can imagine. Bo'ere, goyel schar ha'isha oisa chesed b'chaver be'ezin. Come on, let's think about how amazing, how fantastic it is for a person who does chesed for another person, just helps them. And think how many tertiary, secondary benefits happen when you help this person. Okay? And there's many aspects of this. Univarim b'miksas. I'm going to even elaborate a little bit. You appreciate how profound it is, even small acts of kindness, how profound they could be. Lina just gufa. This person itself. A person gives charity, does an act of kindness to a nebuch, person who's impoverished, a sickly person, a sad person. They're strengthened, they're physically healthy. Let's say the person was collecting and he gave him some money, sickly person. In those days, by the way, there was no insurance, there was medical care. He didn't have it. People died in their houses. People didn't get procedures. There was no free emergency room services. If you were bleeding, you couldn't afford a doctor. Unless the doctor was well chesed, you could have bled to death. So you give the money person the money, but let's say he's given a little bit. So when you give him that money, or you give the person encouragement when they're very sad, but you give them life, literally life. You gave them life. And that's what the Medrash says, Medrash Tanchuma Mishpatim. Kach Pasuk Rabbi Tanchuma. The Medrash Tanchuma, sort of the famous Rabbi Tanchuma, who is the author of Medrash Tanchuma, that there are other Moraim quoted in there. Malva Hashem Choinen Dal Ugmulo Yashavlo. The Pasuk says, the verse says in Mishlei and Proverbs, Malva Hashem Choinen Dal. If you take a loan for Hashem and you give to a pauper, and you ugmul, and the reward will pay to you. What does that mean? Says the Medrash Tanchuma. Says Rabbi Tanchuma. Malva Hashem Choinen Dal. Kaviyachol Hashem Malva. You so to speak borrowing from Hashem. Ugmulo, and you will get paid back the rewards, the dividends. Amar Pinchas HaKohen Bar Chama. Pinchas HaKohen, the son of Chama, said in the name of Rabbi Reuben, what does it mean, ugmulo, the reward be paid to you? Yachol Nasa Pruta, you give the ani a pruta, a buck. HaKadosh Baruch HaMashamo, Hashem is going to pay you back. You gave him a dollar. Actually, a pruta today is maybe a quarter, right? Give him approximately a quarter. Hashem is going to give you this great reward. Ella Omar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Nafsho Sa'ani. This poor person starving. He's sick. He's depressed. V'nasat l'parnasa. You give him some money to help him. Chayecha Shani Machzelecha. I'm going to give your life for his life. It'll happen, the whole world is a circle. Today he's a needy person, and tomorrow you're going to be the needy person. In my life, not that old, I've dealt with billionaires, without exaggeration, who have been the neediest people, emotionally, advice, stuck in situations. They usually can pay their own bills, but everyone has needs. Everyone, you know, children they have problems with, marriage problems. Everyone needs chesed. And if they're sick, they need a doctor. A billionaire needs a doctor too. And they need the best doctor. And even with that, they need direction. Hashem says, you help this poor person tomorrow, you can be your kid. And I'll help, I'll make sure that they're helped. And maybe I'll even save him from death, because that was what was supposed to happen. Have a gumul yishalom. That's it. The verse the pasuk says in Mishlei and Proverbs. You think you just gave to the ani? You're gonna get for your own self in this. Gam nichlo bazeh hakasav oid inyan nachutz, who come upon him, is damen shegam hu baatzmo. It's starech, and also very often you'll need a chesed. Also, this guy, by the way, who came to me that Shabbos, who gave me a bracha, I should be the giver. Who knows? I'm positive. You know, I've benefited. And by the way, I'm just picking him as an example, because when you think a giver, you imagine, okay, be a giver. You're always giving. You know, you're getting a bracha. You're getting from Hashem. Gmul Yishal of Light. Hashem is going to pay you back. Could be that you'll be needy. This guy was a wealthy guy. He could have went to a hotel for Shabbos. Very easily paid. Got great meals, some pars. but he wanted the Taylor. He wasn't worried about the walk. He wanted the Torah. He wanted his mirrors. I tried my best. Hopefully he enjoyed it. I think he enjoyed it. But the point is, he was a very wealthy guy. He didn't need. But Hashem, you help him, you'll be helped. If you are kind to people, you're warm to people, you help people, Hashem will give it to you. By the way, Ms. Summers, in your position, any doctor, anyone in healthcare, it could be a job or it could be a whole day of chesed. The Chametz Chaim, you know, when he would see a doctor, he said, how lucky you are. A nurse, how lucky you are. It's how you do it. You can be constantly helping people. And especially, you know, I'm not to tell you, or anyone who's been to a doctor or a nurse, or anyone by the bedside, bedside manners are so important. It's not just the care, it's the standard of care. It's how people are treated. You make their day. You break their day. You make them comfortable to ask questions and get better medical care, or scared, or uncomfortable. So when you help people, Hashem helps you. But if you're cruel, unkind, uncharitable to others, then you will have the same fate. At different points. We said Masha Kasa, that's the Pasuk says in Proverbs and Mishlei. Malva Hashem Chayin and Dal. Ugmula Yeshalmi. You give, giving from Hashem, and Hashem will pay you back. Lira Ka Taiv, and what about the other good? Shiniz Bavaide Gam Chrini. It's actually, you just think you did a chesed, that you gave a buck, a quarter, gave place with Shabbos. You can't say gamkin. It's all the secondary things also as part of the tab. Kagomi shenismaita minachasav v'hovel echad eza sach. You lend the person money. V'ayideze shtaker v'heches atzvo b'beiso. He's going to be kicked out of his house or lose his job or business collapse, and he gave him a loan. Okay, you helped not just right, help that person in his house. By the way, he's a business. You're saving all his workers from collapse. So when he gave that loan, he just helped this individual. He helped his family. He helped all the workers. Anyone who benefited from that? It's all part of it. All part of it. You know, if a person's having... if he loses his house, he's stressed. He cuts back on his kids' education. Maybe the kids don't get tutors that they need. It'll affect the rest of their life. It affects shalom bias, their kids. But can't daven well very often. At work, people, their jobs can be affected. Let's go back to my friend who came to me last minute. Let's say I said no to him that Shabbos, and he had a bad Shabbos. And let's imagine because of that, it affected his week. How he treated people or his spirituality. I'll never forget this. Many, many years ago, I lived in Philadelphia. We had all the time, I guess. And most of them were Bali Tshuva at that point. I was having a lot of Bali Tshuva or people not yet from college, particularly college students. That Kufa, I was having a lot of college. Philadelphia is one of the biggest college towns after, I think it's the biggest percent college town after Boston. Penn, Temple, Drexel, Bryn Mawr, all go down the thing. And I have a lot of, I was constantly hosting those kind of, I was also much younger then. I was teaching, etc. in Asia, other places. So I remember my friend at Partner in Torah, and one of our, who today is Partner in Torah, was not from then. She lives in Ramat Beit Shemesh, family's in Lakewood, like the whole family became religious. But I remember she had a friend who ended up coming to us once and came to us many times, and she grew up very reformed in the South, and she, because she was dating a Gentile who wanted her to come in, to tell you a long story just to appreciate where she came from, she was dating a Southern Baptist person. She was from Georgia, and she was dating some Southern Baptist in college, and he wanted her to convert to to Protestant, and even though she was very reformed, like it threw her for a loop, and actually made her investigate her own Judaism. She goes to Israel, goes to seminary for a year, becomes an observant, and then she went to graduate school in Philadelphia, and that's when I meet her. Okay, she tells me that when she first got back to Philadelphia from graduate school, she went to some level of seminary. She was very reformed. And she asked somebody who looked like they were Orthodox on the campus, okay? And she said, where could I get kosher food? Now, this girl had really never lived in America her whole life keeping kosher at the time. And this guy was in a rush. He said, sorry, I can't help you. And he just walked by her. And she was like so taken aback. Here she said she actually ate non-kosher that day. And she easily, this young lady, who's today married, last I heard, I haven't been in touch with her for some time, this is 20 plus years ago. She was in a Pesach, married. I was by her wedding, then I was. But she could have went off the derech completely. She could have married a Gentile. She actually, she had like for a couple of days, it really threw her for a loop. The guy couldn't even stop to answer a question. Now imagine that guy, if this girl would have ended up not religious or not connected to Hashem, because he had to have 1 minute to stop and tell a girl who literally never kept kosher whole life in America, where to buy kosher food. Do you know the eternal consequence of that is? There are people who stop for 1 minute and give people advice, and because people call them observant, they help them. I personally know in my own life, people have told me certain things I've done that have changed their lives. And the truth is, I didn't even think about it at that moment. I was just being nice. Just being friendly. Just giving a person advice. I don't want to get details, but I really, marriages, religious things, how about you help me? Or when I was in yeshiva, a guy told me he was going to leave yeshiva completely. Because of me, it's something I said, it's something he did, kept in yeshiva. That's when I was 18 years old, and I was no tzaddik. I just tried to help a guy. We don't realize that person you tap on the shoulder to help them out, is a person who you can change life. I think I said a couple of stories over the years in Amachad of a person who said a kind word, and I said one story of someone got an invitation and someone they barely knew. They asked them, why did I get this invitation? I'm saying for a long story short. Why did you invite me? He says, remember when you were in yeshiva and you walked by me and said, how is my day? And he said, no. He said, well, you should know. You didn't do that. And that day, I felt no one loved me. I'd been in yeshiva for weeks. And I was going to commit suicide. And you said to me, how is my day? I said, you know what? Somebody does care about me. And I started working on myself, and I adjusted, and I made friends eventually, and I'm getting married, and I wouldn't be here without you. Now, this guy just walked over and said, how is your day? That was the difference between a person's life, future family, everything. So when he gets to Shemayim, it's everything about it. It's when you give to somebody. I just told someone this morning. Someone gave a very nice donation to the school that I'm ahead of. So I said to him, Shkayach, thank you very much. I've been very cool. This is a person that's a tzaddik, but a person is very close with me. So he says that you should know, he's an older man. Many decades ago, I lived in Des Moines, Iowa. Okay? He said I lived in Des Moines, Iowa, and he moved when his daughter was 4 or 5 years old, because he moved there with no kids, he lived there for 8 years, because the educational system was not okay, okay? So he moved to Chicago. Chicago has serious chinuch, serious education. This is even decades ago it did. I think actually much improved today, by the way. And he said he went back after that point, the next time he was back in Des Moines, it was when he was his daughter's good friends, bas mitzvah, 8 years, 7, 8 years later. They went back to Des Moines, and he said his daughter said to him then, wow, it's a good thing we left all of these kids are doing nothing Jewish because the school is so weak here. And he told me this morning, that 8 years later, they went back again, and all of these kids who are in this like conservadox type school were dating guy. Like his daughter told him, and they kind of talked about not about trips to Europe, and they were totally on the way to assimilation. They were there. So he said when he gives to schools, it's meaningful to him. He appreciates when you give to a yeshiva, you're building the future Jewish people. So now let's take this guy who tells me this morning. He gives money. Obviously, we're a huge school and we have a huge budget. But you certainly helped the school. So you're involved in a kid's chinuch. He didn't just get that, the moment of his. You're affecting his entire future. My son, okay, one of my children, very very driven, younger children, very driven. And I just started an extra tutor for him. For Gemara every night. He's in fifth grade. Fifth grade. So I said to, I told him he learns like every single night by himself for a couple hours and his friends, after all the yeshiva. So I said to him, if I have a karbusa to learn Gemara, he's starting Gemara this year. I said, who knows, and he could be a Rosh Yeshiva. It costs real money, but why, so what? In fact, the rest of his life. You're investing in chinuch. It's not just that tutor for an hour. It's his eternity. I got a good Rebbe. It's his eternity. You help a person. It's not just that moment. I know people, they were collecting stock. Are they going to give up? And then one person gave a nice donation, and they changed the world because of that. You're not just helping this, the moment. And therefore, he says to the Chavetz Chaim, when you give, right, whether it's a guest, whether it's a shidduch, a person that is dating, they're not getting a date, and you give them, you help set them up. You didn't just give them a date. Maybe they'll marry the person, but you gave them hope for the future. You gave them hope for the future. You obviously, here a Jewish outreach, one person, one moment could change the person's eternity. Give a person sometimes a job. Pesach Kron, who spoke in the shul many years ago. It was the first time he brought a speaker, and I brought Pesach Kron because his son was my chavrusa, and he's a fantastic speaker. So his father passed away when he was very young, and his father was a mo'el, and he decided to be a mo'el. And who went, and he was like 18, 19, 20, whatever he was, no one went to hire him. But somebody did. Somebody said, you know what, I'm going to hire this young man who's aggressively trying to get a bris milah. Give him some experience. Give him a name, reputation. He's done tens of thousands, many of brisim since then, and written books. And this. That person who said, I'm going to give this guy a job. That's a chesed. He gets a part of every bris that came after. You support somebody. You give him a job. It's everything. You check back to everything. Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi, Matzanu Chazal, the Gemara says in Baba Kama, Kufi Tess, Amar Yochanan, Goyiz Lechavero, you steal from your friend, Pruto. Steal is the opposite. Kilo Noitel Nishmasan, you killed him at some level. Shinei Amar, the Pasuk says in Mishlei, in Proverbs, Ken Orechas Kobotzea, but you take ill-gotten gains, it's nefesh ba'alavikach. You're stealing this person's soul. V'chiteima. You stole a buck. You stole this little thing. You took his nefesh. His nefesh you took. Bonav b'noyis of lo. Maybe, okay, in fact, his children. No. The pasuk says viter. Tashma. This is one of Baba Kama, based on the pasuk in Yirmiyah, in Jeremiah. V'achal ketzir chavlachmecha. Got eat a guy's food, his bread, killing his children. V'chiteima, does that only mean if you did it with your hands, you stole literally, as opposed to causing, doing a groma? Tashma, no, a pasuk in Shmuel Beis says, V'yomer Hashem al Shaul, well, based on Damash Shehemes, it's like, Shaul was greatly punished, his children were punished, terrible, terrible, terrible results from this. Why? Because he killed the Gibeonites. The Givonim, then the Givonim, when Shaul felt, I don't want to get the whole story of Tanakh, but Shaul felt that David HaMelech had rebelled against him, and he killed 42 people in Noiv, in the city of Noiv, Kohanim, because of the Doeg. Okay? He killed these people. It was wrong, by the way. It wasn't rebelling against him. It was not Moreb Malchus or Pashta. You don't see that Shaul killed the Givonim, which were converts, which who had converted in the beginning of the book of Joshua, in order not to get killed, and the conversion was suspect, and they had secondary jobs, and they only married each other, and Jews didn't marry them. That's a long, very long, short story. But the Gemara says, did Shaul kill, did Saul, King Saul kill any Givonites? No. Kivinatzinu shaharag Shaul as a Givonim? No. Elmitoich shaharag Shaul as Noiv Ira Kohanim, because Shaul killed Noiv Ira Kohanim, Shemais speak in Lahem, he gave them Mayim Umazon Avar Shaychot Ve'etzim. They sustained them. They were working there and they sustained them. It's as if he killed them. You see the hanhag of Shemaim, it's Neirim Oid. Shechayis, you know, you see everything that comes from it. You know, for everyone that today's on, it's an Amachar, only Kra right now on. So, a person helps the Shul. Anyone who benefits from the Shul, they have a part of. And if a person would hurt the Shul, it would be the same thing. There would be anything that turned off. They would have a negative, not just at that moment, but anything that would come from them, from that. I always say that people who built the shul have a dividend. Anyone who ever walks in every daf, you know me, every davni has a chelik in it. Pashit. You have an eruv. You built the eruv for yourself. Anyone who's walking 30 blocks away and keeps Shabbos, maybe the not breaking the Shabbos affects the neshama, and one day they'll do a more woman mitzvah. They have a chelik in that too. Everything. How oyim v'neiro, things we do. Shafil davar shugrama, even think something it's causative. Shigara mepulotso reusul chavero. Right, you beep the horn at somebody, there you got stressed out, and they scream at their spouse on the phone, because you stressed them out by holding the horn at them as they're driving. You're, and then the spouse gets upset at them, and then, right, everything goes. Rafilim oysa rusla nasa de pol mamash lanin agde grama. Rak shebi siboyis of mana esa ish hamam si revach a chavera. Leshtaka shugoza my base. So you just thought you need money for a person to support his family. But in Shemayim, you either built this person or killed this person. And if you don't help them, this guy who didn't have 2 minutes to tell this lady, tell this person, tell a girl, how to keep kosher, he could have killed her, mamish. Or he could have invited her in, helped her. Oh, you just come to America, you keep kosher, let me help you where you should go. Oh, you need a place for Shabbos? Let me tell you how you do that. Yeah, build or kill eternity for these people. Anyone. Pnei Shabbos have an Irish gavel. And Shaul, you see, was punished. His own children were punished because of what he did. The adua, we know, it's a big concept, Shemila Tomis Paranis, that the good deeds get much more rewarded than people get punished for them. In Kenna, Achas Kama Vakama, how much more so Shemita the Chaver Beis, and if you help a person, Vayedeza, and through that, causative, tertiary, secondary, you help the family, you help other people, every asset, Bechomite, the Maitiv, to the extent you help them, you will get that reward. A reward. When you think about this, you will strengthen yourself to be the giver. You don't understand when you're giving, you're getting so much, and you will get eternally, not only in this world. And not just for that moment, for every dollar, for every smile, for every invite, for every kirov, everything you do, for every ride, you know, the person you get a ride. Person gonna get hit by a car and died. Maybe you have no idea. You saved the person's life. Yeah, person's health. A person should think about. And by the way, every day we're gonna dive into Hashem. Sim shalom, give peace. Right, Landish when I say peace, toiva, goodness, bracha, blessing, chayin, grace. Chesed, kindness, rachamim, mercy, Hashem, give us all that. in Be'atzmo, and the fact is, in a roitz l'rach las chesed l'chaveru, but if you don't want to do that for your friend, uve'emes kol b'kashas, what are you going to say? Right? How are you going to say that? You, at begging Hashem for that, you don't do that for others. Uve'emes kol b'kashas adam espal, the truth is anything a person prays to Hashem, sheyeit v'yischas, and he must be good and give us kindness. If you don't go b'darchei chesed, why should your tefillah be answered? The biggest hypocrite. You're asking for mercy for this needs, and you don't follow the divine way, in Hashem's way. With a prat, parnasa, for example, a person always davening, give me parnasa, give me a good job, sustenance, pay my bills. And then when a guy knocks on your door for $5, I can't help you. The person's needy. I'm not saying a person's a drug addict, you shouldn't give him drug money. I'm saying, a person is just a struggling person. We're all dependent. We say every day in Shmona Esrei, not anyone can lose their job. Anyone's industry should go out and get a business. Anyone can get into disability. Whereas a person does chesed on the opposite, they do what's right, and they help. But then your person's prayers are accepted. Such a person, the person helps others, Hashem will help them. Your tefillahs are accepted. Moshe Amru Chazal Ben Azai Rabbi Akiva. That is the measure of Zecher Tov. Measure until Ben Azai Rabbi Akiva. Chad Oimer Misha Gomel Chazadim Yemuvuser. Shenishus Tefilas, a person who does acts of kindness, that person, their Tefilah will be answered. Why? Where do you see this? Shemar says in Hosea, Zero Lechem Letzaka Kitz Lefi Chesed. Right. Plan for yourself charity and reap it and with acts of kindness. Do both. Chesed, staka, charity, kindness. And what does it say the next pasuk after in Hosea? The eis lidras shel Hashem. And there'll be a time to ask for Hashem. Shumispal karish baruch hu, after you plant your staka, your charity, and do acts of kindness, the smichas, the juxtaposition of the pasukim, the verses, that's the time to pray to Hashem. You'll be answered. V'mevusar, I'm telling you, your tefillahs will be answered. V'achrina, the other one, Kiva Ben Azai said, "Eini kemevata devir Rabbi El Kamosa." I'll add on. It says, "Vani b'chazdecha." We say, and there's actually many people say this, they walk the shore or go to the shore in the morning. "Vani v'roiv chazdecha avo beisechas." I will come to your house with a lot of chesed. What is the next part of the pasuk? Miad. Aneini, answer me, be'emes yishecha. Answer me with emes, that I should be redeemed because I come with chesed. Coming on davening, I'm not just davening like I'm a cruel, unkind, callous person. I'm following your ways, Hashem. When you're asking for it, you're a person Hashem wants to answer to us. V'choza shedibarnu, huafilo, this is all talking about if you do chesed to a regular person, a random person, ish yisrael, certainly if you do it for a Torah scholar, Kol shekel tamal chacham. Certainly for a Torah scholar, shemal ve'eza sach la'ayideza, that a person can learn Torah and serve Hashem better because you have a part of the person's Torah, part of the person's learning. K'mo shekasa l'mayla shechayshim la'anan kol puas, which is said, everything causative. So if you're helping this person, you're helping all the Talmud Torah that the person does. V'zeicha avrazeh la'as lavo. For this, to be yeshiva shomayla with the Torah scholars, k'mosh amru Chazal the Talmud says in Psachim nun gemo Amar b'yechem b'yechem says kamata malay lekisha Talmud chacham v'zoicha v'yosh b'shushvam. You give parnasa business to a Torah scholar, you'll be in the yeshiva shomayla, you'll be amongst the Torah scholars because you'll have a portion of this Torah scholar's Torah. As the pasuk says in Kohelas, kibitzel chach metzel kesef, when you give it from the shade of the wisdom because of you donated, you bought in, you invested in that. Meitom alai, says in the brackets, is nice and schoira, you give business, the way it's working, they have a side business, they should make a parnasa. But so chachma mechitza chacham, you'll have this bal kesef, will have this. Lav dafka malai, says the Chavetz Chaim, not just in business. Any way you help a Torah scholar, you'll have a chilek. In the old days, that we know that they give, they make them partners, and you could go there and have a small business, you help them out so that they should be able to learn and teach. V'karsina v'psuka, v'ksubas, Talmud says in ksubas kuf yud beis, ala pasik v'atim advekim v'ashem elokeichem, chayim kuchem, we said by, not by Hagba, but in the beginning, by Kayan, by the first Aliyah, tomorrow morning you'll hear it, v'atim advekim v'ashem, you will cling to Hashem, will get life. V'chi efshar, l'tvukim v'shchina, could you cling to Hashem? What does it mean? Those who cling to Hashem will get life. Ki Hashem elokecha esh oichlo. The Talmud says, you can't connect to Hashem in Ksuvus. Hashem's omnipotent. You can't cling to Hashem. Ela kol hamatzi bito tamil chocham. When you marry to a tamil chocham, you help a tamil chocham, you do business with a tamil chocham, they should be comfortable and be able to learn Torah. But mahana tamil chocham in a chassid, you help them with your possessions, in any way, who is the one who brings Hashem into the world? There's no Hashem in the world. Who brings the Torah to the world? It's the Talmid Chacham, it's the Torah scholars. You're clinging to Hashem, you're bringing the Dvar Hashem, the word of Hashem, into this world. The Ayla Kaman will see later on, in particular, when you do Chesed for Talmid Chachamim, how much it is. But just to reiterate, when we give, we get. The bracha to be a giver is not just to get the every secondary thing, everything that comes from it. But as we said, Hashem pays you back. We all cry to Hashem in Shemona Esrei. We all have needs. Every person has needs. There's nobody in this world that doesn't have many needs. And the source of all bracha is Hashem. And when a person's a giver, when they act like Hashem, they're the receiver as well. They're the biggest receiver. And the Chafetz Chaim has been elaborating on this before it gets to even details, because this is a game changer. It's a game changer how we look at the world, how we live in the world, and how we ourselves gain from our opportunities in this world. Every day, we have opportunities to be givers. Every day, we may meet a girl who may not want to ask for kashrut, but there are people who need us every day. There are shuls, there are yeshivas, there are kollels that need us every day. And if we take advantage every day of this, we'll be eternally blessed and have a lot of bracha in this world as well. Okay, wishing everybody a great day. Good Shabbat.